Fate by Karen Robards. Peter, this one's for you. Happy 21st, darling. 1. Thursday, August 7th. It was a professional job, Sam McCabe saw at a glance. The bare minimum of fuss and muss. A couple sprawled on the floor of their cathedral-ceilinged great room, hands bound behind their backs, blood from the bullet wounds in their heads soaking into the already deep red of their oriental carpet.
"I see dead people,"
E.P. Wynn muttered behind him. The words were slightly slurred by the enormous wad of bubblegum the big guy was chewing in an effort to quit smoking. Sam shot him a quelling glance. Granted, they were so tired they were more or less punch drunk, but humor in the face of multiple homicides was never a good idea.
"Who the hell are you?"
A brown-uniformed local yokel separated himself from the pack at the corner of the room and came toward them bristling. Considering that Sam was wearing jeans and a t-shirt and sporting a 3-day growth of beard, while Wynn's 250-pound girth was decked out in baggy shorts and a stained Hawaiian shirt, the man's attitude was understandable. But this was the culmination of another in a series of really lousy weeks. Sam was not in the mood for attitude, especially from a skinny kid who might or might not be just out of his teens.
"FBI," Sam growled,
not even slowing down. Wynn, ever obliging, flashed his ID as they brushed past the kid like he wasn't even there.
"Nobody called the feds,"
the yokel protested to their backs. Then, less certain, called over his shoulder,
"Did anybody call the feds?"
"Hell no."
Another brown-uniformed local, a burly, surly-looking 50-something with a bald head as shiny as a Christmas ornament, entered...